So, Hannah, you just told me that one way to help with listening and practicing and understanding idioms is through American television dramas, right? So
Oh,
TV shows, yeah.
yeah.
So while you were learning English, what are some shows you watch? Something I want to tell my students they can
Oh, my
watch.
favorite all time is the TV drama called Friends.
Oh
Have you seen
yeah.
it before?
Friends is super popular in the US.
It is. Yes, I just love. I mean, first of all, I just love the story. Other than, just learning English is kind of second purpose. Yes. So, there was a Italian. Well, there's a character who's Playboy, and he used to say like, "How you doing?" Yeah. And it's interesting is first I watched the drama with my first language subtitled. Yeah.
Okay, so you're watching
Did
in English
yeah.
with your language in the subtitles.
Yes. So that I can understand the sort of the main the concept first. And then gradually I changed to English subtitles. But
That's a great idea. So first to understand the meaning of what's
yeah.
being said, subtitles. Then to maybe watch it again a second time or even a third time
Yes.
to understand exactly how the English is used in context of the show.
True, yeah.
That's a great strategy. So
So in that way you can enjoy just watching the movies or dramas, and that way you can spend a lot more time rather than just, try to study English.
So it's more a way to enjoy learning English and
Yes.
studying. So actually, you said Friends, right? So I think Friends is on. It's so popular, right? It's all over the internet. I believe it's on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube
Yes.
and
Netflix,
Netflix. Yeah,
yeah.
Netflix. So one thing that's great about YouTube, I think, is that they have a closed captioning or a subtitling
Yes.
option. So if you can't exactly catch what they're saying while you're listening the first time,
Yeah.
you can put the subtitles on, like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a
And there
great.
are so many websites that shows all the transcripts of
That's
the
true. You
everybody's.
can read the scripts from the show to help with
Yes.
the to follow along as well. That's great. So you said you watch Friends, right?
I do.
Are there any others that you've heard of? So Friends, I know, is popular. Many people know Friends.
Full House.
Full
Full
House,
House,
yeah.
yes.
They recently did a a revamp, like a newer
They
version
did,
of it.
yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, it's good.
I
Good,
haven't
good,
either, but
yeah.
you recommend either Friends or Full House.
There's one one of my friend, he liked a drama called Prison Break.
Oh, that's
Have
on
you ever
Netflix
heard of it
as
yet?
well. Yeah, I have.
And he watched like 60 hours or more than that. And I asked him, it's like, how's it going? And it's good, good. He could understand without subtitles, and which is good. And so I asked him, it's like, so you can speak English now? Yeah, can you use those phrases from the drama? And he said, actually not. But I said, why? It's because the words that they use from the drama, there's like bombing or escaping or something, it's not daily life conversation. So that way, Friends or Full House, that people
That's
in daily
daily
life,
English. Yeah, daily
yeah,
life
so
English.
found it
Okay, so you
easier to use.
recommend. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. I think my students would love to watch that kind of drama and learn daily
Daily
actual
is, yes.
phrases you can use. Thanks so much for the tips. Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome.